One of Alabama's most talked about primary races was for U.S. Senate. Incumbent Republican Richard Shelby spent more than $5 million in a campaign filled with tough talk and attack ads. Last night, the 81-year-old won his party's nomination outright, despite rivals' hope to push him into a runoff. WBHM's Rachel Lindley reports.
Supporters in navy and yellow Jonathan McConnell t-shirts crowd Birmingham's Cahaba Brewing Company for what they hoped would be a victory party. Austin Lux with McConnell's campaign. He's proud of the turnout and the energetic informality.
You know, a typical Washington insider campaign would pick something like a fancy ballroom at a hotel that costs tens of thousands of dollars, hors d'oeuvres and all this kind of stuff. That's not the McConnell campaign. You know, we're down-to-earth Southern folk.
McConnell, a 33-year-old former Marine, was Senator Richard Shelby's main threat in Tuesday's primaries. Locke says Shelby came at McConnell hard.
The negative rhetoric is, you know, not something that not a lot of people like to see. But unfortunately, in my opinion, Senator Shelby took that to an extreme.
But when the votes were counted, McConnell didn't draw enough support to force Shelby into a runoff. Greg Hodges was one of the majority that voted for Shelby. He braved a stormy afternoon to cast his ballot at Mountain Brook City Hall.
I think he's a good conservative.
He says he voted for Richard Shelby because of his seniority and credibility in Washington. Things he doesn't think Alabama can afford to lose.
I may not agree with absolutely everything he does or supports, but I think that he is somebody that is really trying to do the right thing for the state.
And Hodges, along with many other Alabama voters, hope Shelby will have another 6 years for doing just that. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.